Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from Waves of Glory here on Blog Talk Radio. And we welcome you, first of all, to the program this morning. And just want to tell you that God loves you and He wants you to do well. He wants you to prosper. We are in the midst of our Money Talk series here on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm going to be talking to you this morning about just that, how money talks. Amen. Last week we talked about the fact that money answers all things, no matter what the problem seems to be. It seems that money will be the answer to whatever the situation is. If you have enough money to throw at it, usually the situation can get a little better. I just want to share with you this morning some of the things that the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with me about, things He's been saying to me, showing me about money. But first of all, let's just talk our introduction. So just because some people have abused the concept of the prosperity gospel, some people in the body of Christ have abused it, it's no reason to reject the prosperity gospel, because it is a fact and it is proven in Scripture that God wants you to prosper. And so I'm the one I'm no longer willing to allow the completeness of what Jesus has done to just kind of lay there and be in vain. When He set us free from every yoke of bondage, one of the things that He set us free from is the spirit of poverty. And so I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you should be content with what you have and don't be coveting money. And I'm not talking about coveting. I'm talking about the fact that we need to have a right relationship with money. And when we have the right relationship with money, we can begin to be used in the financial arena the way that God wants us to be used. Some people are called into the marketplace. And so many people in the body of Christ are going through financial difficulty right now. When we have a prayer line, we say, what is your prayer request? 50% of the people need money and the other 50% need healing. Both of those things Jesus has already supplied for us in the fact that He said from the cross, it is finished. There's a lot that went into the terminology, it is finished. It didn't just mean that the blood was shed for the remission of sin. Yes, that's what happened on the cross, but a lot more was happening when Jesus said and declared, it is finished. Oh, such great power in those words. And so when we look into the Word of God and see the pattern of God for His people, we find that He always delivered them out of every situation, every bondage, even though they were wrong, even though they got themselves into the situation, God always came through. And just like He came through for them, He's going to come through for you as well. So here it is. We're talking about God and His pattern. Let's look at some scripture this morning. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was the scripture in 1 Timothy 6:10 that tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Just like there's a verse of scripture that says that money answers all things, there's another verse here in Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:10, telling us that for the love of money is the root of all evil. Sometimes people get it twisted and say that money is the root of all evil, but there is nothing evil about money. Money is simply a tool that is used by either person, either the good or the bad. And when the person who is good uses money wisely, then the city rejoices. I believe that's found in Proverbs 11:10. It says, when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. That's what God is looking for. That's why He wants you as a child of God to prosper financially. I know a lot of people, some people in the body of Christ will say, well, prosperity is not just about money. That is absolutely true, but it does include money. You cannot be truly prosperous unless your financial needs are being met. And this is what the Apostle Paul said to the church. He says, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. Now, when we look into glory, when we look into God's riches, we find that supplying our need is not a big thing at all for God. Anything that we need can be supplied, and that's why He tells us all things are possible. When we look into heavens, into the heavens, the story or the account of what the Apostle John saw when he went into the heavens. We see that the Apostle John saw gates of pearl, walls of jasper and precious stone. He saw the streets being paved with gold. And so God is not limited to our job. He's not limited even to our lack of a job. There is no limitation on him. Therefore, he wants us to prosper, and the scripture bears that out. Here, once again, in Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed. A generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And finally, you know, one of our favorite scriptures is found in the book of Jeremiah, and we say Jeremiah 29:11, and it's, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts to bring you a hope and a future, to bring you to an expected end, thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you. God wants to prosper you, and that means in every aspect of your life. He wants to prosper you in your finances. He wants to prosper you in your health. He wants to prosper you in your relationships. He wants you to have an abundant life. John 10:10 tells us, Jesus himself decreed and declared that he has come into the earth realm to give us life, and that more abundantly. And that's not just eternal life, people of God. That means absolutely life itself. While we are living this earthly existence, God is desiring to cause us to live an abundant life. And so that's what we want to talk about this morning. One of the things that the Lord showed me, and then we're going to just go ahead and pray for you today. For those of you who have financial needs, we're praying that God will grant you revelation, knowledge. He will give you wisdom. Amen. Because you understand wisdom wisdom has two companions, and that is long life in one hand and riches and honor in the other hand. So that's three companions. So if you don't have anything else, you can ask God for wisdom. Once he gives you wisdom and understanding, you will begin to prosper in every aspect of life. But what he said to me, what he was showing me this past weekend, is that money is flowing in abundance in the earth. Money is flowing all around us. Money is flowing past most of us. And what the problem is, we have not stepped into the money flow. Some part of it is because of the way that we've been taught this very scripture that money is the root of all evil, which is in error, but that is not what the scripture says. What the scripture says is that the love of money is the root of all evil. What that is simply telling us, when we begin to make money a priority over God, then that priority and that desire will cause us to do things that we would not normally do. And it doesn't matter how evil that thing is, if we have a covetous desire for money, we will be willing to do anything. And we see that this bears out. If you just look in the news, if you look on your online newspapers, your Yahoo feed, and whatever is trending, everything that is evil, that is the epitome of evil, can be found to have its root in the love of money, the desire for more money, the greed or the covetousness of money. So there's a place where we have a need for money, and then there's a place where we covet money. And we don't want to get into covetousness. One thing we know without a shadow of a doubt is that money does not change a person, but it does magnify the character of a person. So if you were a good person, if you had a good heart, a genuine good heart, a kind heart to people, to others around you when you were broke, when you get more than enough money, you will have the same heart. But if you were wicked and evil of heart and you were greedy and greedy for gain, or if you were selfish before you got the money, then when you get a lot of money, you're going to be the same person. You just have more money to be more evil and more greedy. And we find that people who are greedy of gain, once they even get the gain, it is not enough. They continue. They strive. They covet more and more and more. We see it even in some of the movies that we watch on television, Somebody is robbing a bank. They've got more than enough money to satisfy whatever they perceive their need is. Even though they're in the wrong and they're stealing, they have to just stay right there to keep raking in more and more and more and more and more, which is not what they really need, but is a covetous desire at the expense of others. And so I want you to understand this morning, God wants us to understand this morning that money is in abundance around us. Money is flowing like a river round about you. And I'm speaking to those of you in the body of Christ today who are lacking, who are slack in your finances, who are in crisis. I want you to know money is in abundance and it is flowing around you. But you have to change your mindset from lack to a mindset of abundance. And then you will hear the instruction of God. You will hear the wisdom of God. You will hear the direction of God and how to tap in to the money flow. And so that's my word to you this morning, that abundance is all around you. Change your mindset from lack to prosperity to abundance. Begin to expect abundance. This is what I'm really asking you this morning. Expect abundance. Expect your needs to be met, not just barely getting by, but that you will have more than enough, so that the scripture that says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. This is the purpose for prosperity, is so that you can be a blessing. You can be the hands of God stretching out, reaching out, touching the lives of people in this particular area. Many of us are called to preach the gospel of salvation. The gospel is the task of the evangelist to preach salvation, but there are many more facets to the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we go into the Word of God, and I'm going to close right here, I'm going to go ahead and start praying with you and for you, but when we go into the Word of God and we study what Jesus preached, we will find without a shadow of a doubt that he preached the kingdom of God. Nowhere will we find him preaching the cross. Amen. That is, the cross is a means to the end that God wants you to have. He wants you to have the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's what Adam lost. He lost kingdom relationship with God. He lost kingdom authority with God. And so Jesus bought that back with his very own blood. So if you are struggling today financially or even in your health, God wants us to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, as we can see in 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So this is a short word this morning on money, on the Money Talk series. Let's continue to talk about money. Let's continue to dialogue about it, to understand what it is and not to be tricked. Because if you attack the prosperity gospel, it's a sense that you attract lack in your life. So do me a favor. Can't say anything good about prosperity. Don't say anything at all, because it's assured that you are creating the life that you want with the words of your mouth. So let that be abundant and prosperous. So Father God, I thank you for the people of God today. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a God who supplies every need. There is nothing in this life that we will need that you haven't already supplied. I'm praying right now for the people of God to move from a lack mentality into a kingdom mentality of prosperity and abundance. All around us, money is flowing. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us to tap in to the money flow so that we might be blessed to be a blessing, so that we can be generous, so that when the righteous prosper, the city can rejoice. All over the world today, I pray that the righteousness of God will prosper. The righteous people of God will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I thank you now and I give you praise now and forevermore. Amen, amen, and amen.